Well, praise the Lord. We love all of you watching sincerity, with all sincerity. We love you. Appreciate all that you do and just being a part of this. And the outpouring. Glory be to God. The revival. So, man, it's just, for me, it's a certain pleasure to talk about bigness, revival, expansion, and powerful things that are on their way. When you have a capacity crowd like this, it just feels so good. You know, anybody can do it when you see the telltale signs. That's one thing. But when you hear from the Father and you see and you hear beyond what you see with your natural eyes, and you can talk about it with all sincerity of heart, it just is. It's just so pleasing, so inside of me to be able to do that. So that's not the message tonight. Expansion is not the message. I'm just talking about we're going someplace. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that all of you that are watching are part of that. Pastor Dave was here 25 years ago, about 25 years ago, one of the first couple of services or first couple times that he was here, he began to prophesy and say, I see this place is a place of revival, and it's going to be a place where it's going to be a hub where people will come in and basically just, I don't know verbatim, distinctly remember the prophecy, but it was people, this will be a place of revival. It'll be a city set on a hill. It'll be a place, in essence, to this part of Florida, to this region. People will come in from all over the place. They'll come in, and he talked about how they'll come in. They'll come in from planes and trains and buses and every different way possible. And it'll just be, he described what would be taking place in the latter times in this place. So praise God. Andrea Cantor then, Mathis now, she prophesied right up here on the piano. She saw, I seen the Lord, and that's 20-something, probably 20 years ago as well. I see roads coming into this place, multiple highways, and they're just bringing in people for the purpose of the outpouring. 800 homes? Yeah. Yeah. So Carl's telling me that right out here where, is that where the roundabout's at? Roundabout. So 800 homes are specced in there. And so I'll tell you where I think that's going, where those 800, I just got news today. I read it myself. It was in the Wink news column that I was reading online. But the Florida... Tallahassee just released the budget. It's already approved. It's not going into approval. It's already released. So Mr. DeSantis gave us, and of course the House and Senate and whatever budget committees, they released $7 billion into the infrastructure of Florida highways and roads. Somebody loves Collier County and Tallahassee because we got $700 million of that, and then in Collier County and the Beltway. So they're saying, and there was four or five different specs that I read there. What that $700 million would be used for? $85 million of it is to connect 29 to the bottom half, and they said they're going to be building, and this is coming up. I mean, this isn't going to be. They're released the funds. And $85 million to connect Highway 29 going south, four lanes. Okay. And the potato farm outside of, yeah. Okay, so I didn't know about the homes, but I've been knowing about 2 months from my son-in-law, which gets a lot of infrastructure information too. There's a hotel going in there close to where the potato farms are at and stuff. So, hallelujah. So there's a beltway coming around Immokalee. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we don't know yet where we're headed as far as, but I do know this. I know that the Lord, I believe the mind of Christ is to find property that will get close to the Beltway or someplace where it's easy. We don't want a place in town, two lanes, where people have a hard time congesting into a place. We want to be able to get them in and get them out real quick. So we want to get close to a highway or a Beltway. So, yeah, so 800 homes just north of us and all. And so the Beltway's coming. Hey, listen, it is amazing what's going on down here right now. If you get in a car or just have something to do in Fort Myers or Collier County, I was in building. And I saw it some of the glory days. There is nothing to touch it right now. I mean, nothing then to touch what now is. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's everywhere. And they're coming into Florida by the hundreds of thousands. And third largest populated state now in the United States. And Dave saw all this coming in here. And I remember when... like 15 years ago, or it's probably closer to 20 now, about 15, when they said that, you know, they were going to build Ave Maria University. I remember calling somebody that had been here before, and I said to that person, I said, man, you're not going to believe it. They're going to build a university right here in Immokalee, right here, right off. And he goes, ah, ha, ha, ha. You know, he goes, yeah, what are they going to call it, Swine University? You know, and I said, no, it's really, and last year in 2022, Ave Maria was the largest single home, largest, fastest growing single home community in the United States. Fastest home. And that's a lot when you consider all that's going on in Texas and different states. And people say, man, it's growing in my state. I bet it is if you're one of those states that people like to gravitate to. But right here in Immokalee had the fastest growing home community of any place. So I'm telling you, why are people moving here? Well, they want to escape. They like the sunshine, but I'll tell you, they don't know it. They're coming here for revival. Praise God. They are coming here for revival. Pastor Dave's prophecy is being fulfilled. Andrea's prophecy is, and so all these highways are, you know, when I first came here, you couldn't get here except for two-lane highways. Now we got all these four-lane highways, and they'll soon turn into six-lane highways. Do you like the crowds? No, but I love the call. You know, if I had my way, I'd sell out. You know, I'd probably sell out, see if I could get my kids to go with me, buy a couple of 100 acres in Arkansas somewhere, and, you know, sit on my back porch and watch the deer feed in the evening. I can't do that. That's a pipe dream. That's something else. We're called to give our life here. My life's not my own. So we're going to be right in the middle of the fray, right in the middle of the action, and God has called us to see an incredible outpouring in these last days. So, hallelujah. Get ready. If you're contemplating coming to Florida for the purpose of revival, it's very well possible you're hearing from God, because this is right in the middle where things are happening. Hallelujah. I like to be right where things are happening, right in the heat of the action. So, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just worship you right now. To get your mind to know your mind, to follow you in all good things. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On this earth, just as it is in heaven. This region is in revival. The blind see and the lame walk, and the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the dead are raised. Demoniacs are set free, maimed are made whole, and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands in this region flow into this place and out of this place, being filled with the Spirit and healed in their bodies, and the manifestation of all righteousness being brought forth. We give you all the praise, Father. Give you all the praise. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yours is the glory. Yours is the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Mokarese dieto. Undele kretia dano. Ivronde erieske la deniascoto. Baha ishketeni alamando. Motele Christete, yes, sir. Think it not strange, the fiery trial which has come to try you as though some strange thing was happening to you. Understand the hour that you live in and face these things with a boldness in my spirit, as not in an amazement that many things will come, because if you'll stand against them, you'll march through them and you'll find peace and power on the other side. But I'm asking you, and I'm pleading with you as your Father to stay the course and not become sidetracked, but to offer yourself a living sacrifice, your bodies a living sacrifice. Wage the war for your time and your energy. Pour yourself into all you can into my spirit, and I'll do the rest. I'll make up with grace what you cannot. For many are concerned about their part in this race. But I'll go before you, and where you're not able, I'll be able, and you'll find grace. And I'll do in you the same that I do in others who are faithful, with what I give them. For to every man and to every woman I come that will offer their bodies a living sacrifice. And wherever their life is at and whatever they're engaged in as far as responsibilities and things that must be fulfilled in this life, I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. I'll instruct you. And I'll affirm you as if you'll know that I'm pleased with you in the description, in the script that I give you concerning how to manage your way spiritually, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not become discouraged, for I've not left you. You're on the forefront, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm looking to each one of you under the sound of my voice and those that will hear this prophecy in the days to come to lean into me and let me give you the levels of grace to fulfill your call and your ministry, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's a good one. We'll talk more about that one when it gets printed out. Thank you, Jesus. In 2020, about or just before God gave us 10 specific prophecies we called the blueprint prophecies, and thank God for those prophecies. And it prepared us for COVID. It prepared us for a lot of different things, and it it's an ongoing prophecies. But about the time that those prophecies came out, someone else had a vision. And that was Brother Gary Carpenter. And one of the visions that he had was a wall of fire. And the wall of fire was an extensive wall of fire. You couldn't leap over it and you couldn't go around it. It was in the sense of the word, fathomless. It went up to where you couldn't see the end of it. It went laterally, both right and left. And the wall of fire was a wall of purging. That's what it was, in essence, in simplicity. It was a wall of purging for the body of Christ, for those that were going forward, for those that would consider themselves part of this walk and really doing the walk. And so that wall of fire was being entered into by a group of people as they stepped into it. And this is about the time those prophecies were in full operation. And then sometime later, a year or two later, the Lord gave him a secondary prophecy. And this timeline may not be, I'm sure it's not exact, but I'm just giving some essence. And he saw an emerging group. The same group that went in was also coming out. They weren't destined to always stay inside the fire. The fire was purging off the leftovers of the sins of the flesh and things that would abate them being able to go all the way in and receive an outpouring. Then he saw a group coming out of that fire, and they were purged, and they were purged from a lot of different things, and they were more fit for revival. Now, you've heard me talk about this, about what the Lord said to me about a month ago. I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't trying to dream it up. I wasn't thinking about it, but I'd been in a time of prayer, and then I went to do something, and then the Lord interrupted me, and he said to me, like he does when you least expect it, he said, "The war has changed for the revivalist. The war has changed for the revivalist. The war has changed from a war of flesh to a war with demonic spirits." In other words, the revivalists had come through, and I didn't even relate it at the time, but I know now, I see it all, and I've seen it since. The revivalists had come through that wall of fire and been purged enough that the old flesh, the things that really kept them weighted down to be able to receive something that was very powerful, had been purged out of them enough to where now that they were able to wage a war that was really the war that God always wanted to have us wage, and that was the war against principalities and powers. We taught a series. We have it on our website, and it's on Ephesians. And it describes that in Ephesians, I won't even try to remember the title right now. My mind wouldn't serve me for that purpose. But that Ephesians, the book of Ephesians describes a war, one war in two parts. And the biggest part of Ephesians, really, if you study it, look at it, it's the first, far more than the first half of it. It's about 75% of the book or more. In fact, of six chapters, five and a half chapters at least are given over to the first war. The first war is the purging war. It's really just the wall of fire. It's going through that purging process. And we found out that there's over 40 different instructions in the first five and a half chapters that the Lord specifically said, you have to have this purged out of your life. You need this. You need to do this. Don't do this. Do this. Do that. And it was to the Christians then. And the Lord was preparing them for a place where Paul could come to the latter part of chapter 6, or at least verse 10, and say, finally, my brethren. Finally was not just a closing statement. Finally was, because I have instructed all this, and if you do all this, which is to purge the flesh, then finally you are in a place of qualification to speak to principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, you're now qualified by the wall of fire to go to a place where now that you can launch the battle or the war that really can save a city and bring into effect. I think about God, how many different revivals he's launched, knowing that they would only last for so long. If I could ever almost want to put my arm around God and say, God, are you okay? Well, sure he is. He knew every revival, all of those ones that we watched, the Hebrides, the Welch, and then the charismatic revivals, the renewal revivals of every sort, and the healing revivals. He knew that they would only last so long. But it was like God just testing the waters and giving every bit that he could for the group that would one day grow up enough into the stature of Christ to receive something that was that they could handle and they could use, and that they would walk in it, and the flesh wouldn't destroy them, and doctrine, getting weird in doctrine, wouldn't destroy them. They'd grow up far enough in the things of God. And those days are on us now. And as I said in any of the things that we've taught recently concerning those eight different things that the Lord said is coming, now it's a war with devils, and there was eight different things the Lord showed me. One was division, one was perversion, one was distraction, one was infirmities. Hey, if you haven't heard, the spirit of infirmity is out there. He's out there. And he has to, it's not just one spirit, it has to be a cohort of spirits. But the reason why he'll fight is to try to bring the saints into a place of disillusionment. Like, this isn't going to happen. It is never going to happen. But I can tell you this, even in private prayer and the way the Lord has been dealing with me lately, I'm still supposed to spend the hours. I know that. But he's also showed me something in the spirit, that there's a place of grace that supersedes any and all that I can do. Now, all that I do gets me to that place of grace. But without him coming and giving to us, to me, to you, to all of us, a place where all I can say it's a quantum place, it's a quantum leap, it's a place that takes us from where we're at now into the fullness of revival. We'll talk Sunday more about everybody's part. If there's anything that I think, any person I think that is busier than the busiest business person in the world, it's mothers trying to take care of children. But God has a plan for them just as much as me standing here. And we're all supposed to do our part, and if we do our part, you're going to get just the same kind of reward as me doing what I do. But the Lord's come and he's showed me a little place in the spirit. It's not as close as it, I can see it afar off, but I can see it and I can hear it. It's like rain coming, but it's like him telling me that he wants me to really trust that place of grace. Because there'll never be a place where I could ever, I know, always known this, earn it. I spent 60 hours a week praying in tongues and did 440s a year. You'd never earn that place to be good enough. You couldn't do it. You just don't get to a place where you think, if I do all this, then he's got to come. No, it's still a matter of faith. So there's quantum, there's a place where I know that the rate of exchange, I'll call it like that, it'll change in a moment's time, and it's already starting to change. In other words, we've come forward with a lot of wonderful revelation in the last 25 years, a lot of wonderful revelation, and seen miracles. I've actually seen miracles, wonderful miracles. But if the next 25 years progresses miracle-wise, the way the last 25 years has, I'll pass. You'll pass. We won't go at this rate of exchange. This, we can't evolve into this. It's got to be more than an evolve. We have to grow, but at some point the growth is enough. It's enough. The foundation is enough. It's enough. And so we're at that point where those who have come through the fire are now, he's qualified us and say, now I want you to watch out, because there's a, now you're getting to a point where he can say, finally, you can wage a war for Immokalee. I thought we were ready 15 years ago. We had more people here 20 years ago than we have here now. And the guys would gather on Saturday morning. This place would be full. People would be praying. Guys would be crying at the altar. And I thought, wow, we're just really, boy, it's fixing to bust loose. It busted loose, all right. A lot of flesh. A lot of people went this way, that way. Feelings hurt. Running off with this one and running off with that one. You can't. Listen. How are you going to go in when he gives you the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the rhema word of God, to speak to the heavens over a region and a bunch of people when they're full of backbiting and lasciviousness and come on a Saturday morning and pray? That's wonderful. All that's for is to try to get some dead limbs off of you. 25 years later, we're standing at a precipice where he's finally saying to us, you can speak to those principalities now. We spoke to them before. A lot of them spit back in our face. Said, so, I'm not moving. I think we're to a point now. We can get them to move. We can make them now because of the authority. The first war in Ephesians was a war of the flesh. In other words, he was saying, if you can't win the war of the flesh, you'll never win the war against spiritual darkness. And so now what we're facing is a more of what he'd like to do to stop that forward march. It's more just satanic. But that's a graduation gift. That's a graduation gift. And so I praise God for that. And I praise God for the authority that's coming online. Hallelujah. We've got a special treat. Someone sent this to me this week, and they know who they are, and there was a team of people, and it's a familiar voice, very familiar voice from the past, our dear beloved Pastor Dave, and he's prophesying, and you'll hear several minutes of it. In fact, we'll close out the service. I'll stand back up just to close in just a few minutes. But as I've listened to this already, this will be third, fourth time that I've listened to it the last few days, but it was remarkable to me how many of those prophecies spoke of the essence of just what I've been telling you, present tense, of all the preparation necessary to launch the dying of the flesh, the killing of the flesh, and all that which is necessary to have a position, a posture in the Spirit to launch that final war and to really receive an outpouring. So I think Harry has that ready. And so I want us to just sit and listen. It's a good long, but we'll have you out of here close to 8:30 unless we break out in revival. But let's sit, give a sit and listen. And those of you who are watching, please. And now I'll say this. This is off of the subject. Sunday will be communion. Get prepared to receive communion with us if I don't mention that again in the service. But listen to Pastor Dave. Listen to these prophecies. They're timeless. These aren't just... These are these are prophecies that really are just as relevant today. In fact, I believe spoken for now. So praise God. So give it a listen, and Harry will start it. Amen.
Transformation. For I would desire to renew your minds, saith the Spirit of grace, not conformity to the world, but transformation by the renewing of your mind. Not that you'll walk according to the preconceived ideas, lusts, and carnality of the flesh, but oh, that you receive a transformation and understand how my spirit works instead of manipulation in its place. For I desire to take you into a walk of power, that your thoughts be my thoughts, saith the Spirit of grace. I desire to lift you up in the city you dwell in and shake the place. For my power has been reserved for this last hour. And even as I have moved through every generation, the culmination is at hand, you see. And things will be coming on the scene that'll shock you. You'll look and you'll wonder as my hand moves from place to place. So rise up and be strong. Not to your own lives, but rise up and lose your life in mine, and make the sacrifices that I have pulled you aside to make, and your reward shall be great, saith the Spirit of grace, for I'll stand you in front of me, and I will say, well done, my good and my faithful servant. For if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, saith the Spirit of grace, for restoration of many things that's been removed, and doctrines of men and carnality have took their place. But oh, they'll be back on the scene very shortly, and you'll see how an operation of my Spirit operates through my children. Yes, through thee. So be strong. I'm beginning to restore even now gifts that have been lost for many generations, saith the Spirit of grace. And even as you pour yourself out in the smallness of this place, I'm edifying you. I'm backing your lives up and beginning again. But this time, I'm leading you within the veil, not the flesh, but from my Spirit within. For men have groped to understand my move in this sector and my move in that, and my fulfilling of all the offices of the body. Oh, they've desired to understand with their mind, but it's a capacity that can only be filled by my Spirit as He administrates the Lordship of Jesus Christ, who is lifted up and drawing men unto Him. So be open as I lead you, placing one foot in front of the other. As I fulfill your prospective offices, I'll give one the ministry of giving with simplicity, although he be controlling incredible amounts of power and wealth through the love and patience that rules in his heart. And to another, I'll restore workings of miracles that people will stop and wonder, and many shall be added to the kingdom. And to another, I'll prophesy a word in due season, and men's heart will be revealed, and they'll prostrate themselves and say, Christ is truly in your midst glorified. And to another, I will give wisdom. Oh, that the devil penetrate the governments of the church no more, for I'll give my divine insight, and in the destroyer's face wisdom will close the door. For you will see, saith the Spirit of grace, as I lift you higher into me, the little wallflowers I'll take off the shelf and they'll be the ones I'll use. You'll soon see. For they desire not the exaltation that comes from the admiration and flesh of men, that I'll empower them with my Spirit and send them out. They'll operate totally from within. For I'm gathering a people unto me, not an obvious people, you see, not personality, not those who uplifted in their own pride, in their own flesh, that I'm gathering a people unto me, and I'm equipping them now against that hour, saith the Spirit of grace. So rejoice, rejoice, and give yourselves as a living sacrifice, and allow my Spirit to work that mortification and bring you from place to place, for I'll fulfill my ministry in you. You'll soon see. Revival is broken through in remote places, and it's about to be delivered soon. You will see. And for those that would hear, saith the Spirit of grace, I'm preparing their heart. For an army I need, you see, that will dress themselves in the armor and take the aggressive weapon of the sword, you see. For I need those who will speak my thoughts, who will say my words. For I need those who will go to the forefront of the battle and wield the two-edged sword with all supplication and prayer in the Spirit, you see. For I'll equip you and send you into the enemy's camp, and you'll take the aggressive weapon of the sword and drive him back. And then revival will come. For I desire to take your authority and speak my words through you and wield that two-edged sword. I desire to build that intimate relationship with me in your Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. That intimate and possession of the promised land will your cares replace. For when you rise up and be strong in my Spirit and listen within for the objectives that I will place in there, you see, everything that's dead, every dried limb, will be purged along the wayside as you hold to your objective, and that's to enter all the way into me. So stand fast in what's working in your Spirit. For I'm gathering people together that'll strengthen into each other, you see. But they'll carry each other along the path. When one gets weak, the rest will pick him up and they'll march along. For truly great things are coming. Great things are coming, saith the Spirit of grace. It is a fine hour. So shake yourself. Anoint yourself with oil and wash your faith. And prepare for the battle. That'd be a restoration. I thank you, Father, of the full ministry of apostle, full ministry of prophet, full ministry of teacher. For the apostle shall journey in that day into me, and he'll lay hold of truths that's been perverted. He'll bring them back to you, you see. And as he instigates the fullness of the covenant of this last hour, things that are not true will be purged and will result in power. For already I'm preparing and separating people to me who are not strangers to afflictions, no tests and trials, you see. They've offered their bodies a living sacrifice. For there's nothing that the God of this world can do. For I'll have a people, saith the Spirit of grace, before the move of my Spirit is through. For you will hear cries of agony and screams throughout the land, even as you've heard it begin, as I bring judgment for sin. For purging's fine line, and I'll tune people up in my Spirit. No longer will they give up in the heat of the battle, nor be drawn to the left or the right by the flesh. For I'm preparing these people to be strong for battle, for I've recruited them into boot camp with me, and I'll take them through a season of intensity. And when I loose them, that you'll know the old from the new. For they'll come on the scene in my power. And it'll mark an era that will bring the end. So I invite you, my little children, come on in. For there's no obstacle too great that the Holy Spirit cannot lead and purge you through. For my hand is on your life for victory. And trust me, when I'm done, I'll see you through. For I desire to make more than people who walk before me. And I desire to make conquerors that I can work through them victories. So draw yourself aside and think it not strange the fiery trials as is to try you. For know this, I'll have a people who flow in my spirit as gold. I'll have a spirit in these people by which the world will know that they're of me, because I'll purge them to my peace and my love, and they'll have the answer that the world looks for. For there's no obstacle so great that I'll not give you my Holy Spirit, and He'll empower you to storm the gate. No, not disease. No, not poverty. No, none of these things will be able to stop you. For I'll show you what true gifts are as they work in your heart to fulfill your place in the body. I'll bring you through. For I've delivered to every one of you the grace to be what you are and the measure of faith to build you up to fulfill what I've separated you to do. No, no, there's no excuse. Only your flesh will stop you. Have I not given you power over all the power of the enemy, that he by no means can hurt you? Be bold. Stand forth. Raise your objectives and pursue the mortification of your flesh by the power of my Holy Spirit, and I'll lead you in to drink deep of the rivers of living water, and you'll thirst no more. For this shall be a great year of authority, saith the Spirit of grace, and a decade of great power. For you shall see it, first over here and first over there, but in a small trace. Then you will hear rumors of great revivals where fire is burning and revivals to be. And for the first time in your generations, many unusual things, my children, you shall see. For I have a people who has heard my cry. I have a people who has responded to my voice in the depths of their spirit. And even as they hear, they now move, saith the Spirit of grace. For no longer will I have a vehicle of flesh to carry my name and my ministry from place to place. But you're approaching your finest hour for those who pray, and those who walk after my spirit shall walk into a place of authority with me, for they'll soon come to the forefront in great power. And oh, you that pray, you'll be so pleased to see this, for it is soon. So hold fast to the war that you've waged, and give not the devil place, for he'd desire to take you out of the race. But know this, I am your shield and your strength. So do not what he pressures you to do, for when he comes in to pressure you, do exactly the opposite, saith the Spirit of grace. For your God is a God of peace, and He'll lead you into that holy place. For I'm about to take a people who are called by My name and lift them up into a place in Me, and they'll not be the same. For revival is the call for this hour, and those who hear and obey and is used as instruments, I will bring them to My finest hour. So therefore cease not, but therefore put more pressure on the realms that you have been brought to do, and I'll take you when others go down and bring you through. For a warning that I would give to you, for when the enemy comes in like a flood, that I raised the standard, said the Spirit of grace. I raised the standard. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And when you stand forth in My power, is when the enemy can steal no more from you, when by force he can no more take your place. But oh, I would say unto you that this is a time that sorrows and troubles to different degrees in different places is visiting the land. It stand in My power, and you'll be assured to stand. For be not fretful or dismayed at the things that'll take place in these next 5 years, saith the Spirit of grace, but continue into My Spirit. Let your journey be into My Spirit. Let your journey be into My power. And as you turn yourself over to My power and My Spirit, that I will, from image to image, to glory, perfect My presence in you as I perfect His glory within you, saith the Spirit of grace. So gird yourself up and be strong, and think those long hours that you spend in prayer as an investment into the future. For I shall come in like a storm and pick you up and comfort you when others go down, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. For there's a move upon, saith the Spirit of grace, that I'm moving on many people's spirits in all places. For you have not understood judgment like the judgment that I've outlined in My new covenant, saith the Spirit of grace. And I'm moving throughout the land, bringing people to a place that I demand. That I demand that they walk in a place that's free of strife and in My love, Jodakasa. Because this is new territory to me. This is coming from way off. It's coming from way, way off. And at the same time I'm receiving it, I'm taking a lesson. For you've not understood My judgment the way the judgment is that I've outlined in My new covenant, saith the Spirit of grace. Not the judgment that is in My new covenant. For I'm demanding that My children walk in a new place. For I've already prepared a people who I've brought from afar, from a long ways off into a near place in My Spirit. And by far the thing they'll represent in My finest hour, saith the Spirit that speaks in this place, the Spirit of grace. They'll represent My love. There's no group of believers in this generation has ever represented My love. For I would say to you concerning My revelation that for this cause many are sickly and many sleep before the time, not rightly discerning the full operation of My body. For I would have a people whom I will give My power that will act as one with another.
for the preeminence that you shall hear in the years to come will be purge yourself from the works of darkness and enter into my light. And as you walk in my light, that my blood shall cleanse you from all sin, saith the Spirit of grace. For priorities in my children shall be put in a new place. For the priority will be to offer yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto me, and be not conformed to this world, their deeds, nor the way that they do things. But I'll have a people who are transformed by the renewing of their mind to operate in my power and in my spirit. Therefore, gird yourself up and be strong. For the change that will take place in the next few years, saith the Spirit of grace, will be a change of my power and a change of purging. For I will have a people who will walk with me. For you have not understood judgment, as the judgment has been spoken forth in my new covenant, saith the Spirit of grace. For there is many even now that I'm about to lift my hand off of. And the enemy, he'll come in like a flood. And my hand shall be lifted, because they're building their kingdom, not mine. And they're serving their self motivations in the lusts of the flesh, not my spirit. For my grace is extended, that my hand shall be lifted up, and the enemy will come in. Although I will allow a great space of grace for repentance, you shall see even more stars fall from the high places and give up their places of self-exaltation, saith the Spirit of grace. For I have a new breed, a new race of people coming up, about to take their place. For they'll be walking in my love and transformed by my power. And they loved their lives not unto the end, but gave them over to me freely, saith the Spirit of grace. And even this I would say again, for this cause many are sickly and bring judgment upon themselves and upon them lives, because they do not rightly discern my body. Why do you walk in unforgiveness? Why do you walk in strife? Why do you walk warring one against another? Allow my Holy Spirit to purge you from these things, saith the Spirit of grace. For I'm desiring this people, for I'm bringing them from near and from a far place to collect them together into me and train them by the Spirit. And these are the first steps they need to take, you see, out of that kind of walk and into my love, so I can give them revelation, knowledge, and power, the kind that only comes down from above. For you're hearing of great times of peace. For I caused things to move here and to move there in the nations. For I'm opening up a space of grace that my gospel might be injected and preached to every creature. But oh, don't be deceived by all the cries of reform and peace and peace and peace. For when they cry peace the most, there'll be sudden destruction, saith the Spirit of grace. So be not deceived and be on your guard. For this is a time when my gospel shall go forth, but for a season of grace. And then the greatest troubles that the world has ever seen is about to take place. For I would say unto you, move and move quickly. Move quickly, saith the Spirit of grace. Do what you're going to do with all intensity. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself. for I will have this people, and I will have this move. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for revival is in the land, my people. You will see it here. Till the Lord would even call you. I'm seeing this one. It's running before me in vision form. I see the Lord Jesus Christ standing with His hands extended. I see Him standing with His hands extended. It looks like He's in some kind of travail, some kind of anguish. And in my spirit, I heard these words. I started to prophesy, but the picture got lighter, clear and clear. I heard these words as He extended His hand. He said, I am looking for people that I can move through. I seen His grief in His face. And I seen Him standing, extending His hands in this big road of people and people rushing down this road, and they were going off of an edge. It was a wide path, and they were plunging off of the edge and just going over down somewhere. Well, I could only see it from the top of it where He's extending His hands, and I seen his grief, a kind of groaning, a kind of intercession for all these people plummeting into hell. And then I heard Him say, I am looking for a people. I'm looking for a people that I can pour my grief and my groanings out through their spirit into deep, deep realms of the intercessional groanings of my spirit. He says, I am looking for a people who has been prepared by my Holy Spirit for such an hour as this. A people who that I can pick up and place between hell and people trying to get there. I heard Him say this, that I'm looking for these people now. I'm calling them again. These are the people that's coming. I'm calling them, He says, from near and far to come into my spirit, to stand this kind of gap. And I know the name of this place is the prayer center. I seen an orchard, and you were the trunk. You were the trunks. And I seen all your relatives and offsprings hanging off of the limbs. He said to tell you that you're responsible for this. You got to do more than the hope they'll get saved and wish they'll get saved and subject them to carnal Christians and hope that some of them will be enough example to lead them on in. You got to do more than that. But I seen your family trees. I seen you people as an orchard just then. I don't know. I've never operated here before. I seen you as a bunch of orchards, and I seen limbs coming off of you trunks, and I seen your relatives as fruit hanging off of your limbs. And He says, I've made you responsible for the trunk bears the limbs and the limbs. And the fruit grows on the limbs. I seen you as the base of the whole operation. And the reason this fruit was being born is because as a trunk, your roots went real deep and you became too solid to be moved off of prayer. Glory to God. And you need to make a list of all the relatives on your immediate tree. And then you need to stay in there until all of them are born again on the vine. And he's made us responsible for it. They don't get saved otherwise. They just go on and go to hell. This is the part of your standing on the Word. I just seen that.
Voice to hear, wasn't it? My goodness. Praise God. Let's all stand. Come expecting wonderful things, revival meetings, and we are in revival. Praise God. Father, bless your people. If anybody has anything to give tonight, there's a basket at the back door. We love you. Have a wonderful night, and carry these words with you. In Jesus' name, God bless. Amen.